Eleanor Underhill's new record is called Land of the Living, and listening straight through can be a little dizzying.
No purpose and no focus, with insights like ivy, like a lighthouse on an empty sea.
I need to fly away, I've got to spread my way.
I thought it'd be easier than this.
Her songs skip from 90s alt-rock and synth-pop to banjo-inflected techno, straight-up R&B, and the rootsy Americana at the foundation of Underhill's musical history. And then there's the intimate storytelling, some of it from a third-person distance, some from a first-person vulnerability.
I recently started therapy, and so it's a pretty personal album. So, you know, really going into more of the unconscious layers of myself, the more dreamy and deeper, in many cases unclear and conflicting layers, that is coming from a more gut poetic, deeper consciousness.
Underhill is a rarity in any musical scene, having made a name for herself first 20 years ago as a member of the women's quartet The Barrelhouse Mamas, then sustaining and building on her following through Underhill Rose, the spin-off she formed with another Barrelhouse Mama, Molly Rose. Both groups recorded and toured, but couldn't satisfy Underhill's broader creative urges. She talks here about the impetus behind her first solo album, Navigate the Madness, which she produced and engineered on her own almost 2 years ago.
The madness is internal, for sure. It's also external. And we can remember that in 2018, a lot of stuff was going down on, you know, as it is now, it never ends, but music has always been therapeutic. And I think by not letting stuff out freely, it was starting to take a toll on my well-being, really.
She describes her parents as hippie theater people who lived on a commune before both working in costume for Colonial Williamsburg. Music was always in the house, and Underhill dove deep into the Grateful Dead and Phish, but she didn't get serious about making her own music until meeting and collaborating with the other women of the Barrelhouse Mamas, all students at Warren Wilson College. Since the breakup of the Mamas, Underhill Rose has produced 3 studio albums and a live record over the past decade, and Underhill has seen her solo music more as a necessary side project than another rung on the stepladder.
I think my solo stuff tends to be a little weirder, darker, more experimental, and Underhill Rose tends to be more of the traditional singer-songwriter structures and harmony-based music. We always try to have a bit of sunshine and hope in our message, whereas with my solo stuff, I just let it all out.
The songs on Land of the Living date as far back as 10 years, all the way up to within the past year. Unable to really tour to promote the album, Underhill has produced minimalist videos for every song on the album, which she plans releasing one at a time every week into the fall.
It's only through this process that I'm recognizing how far back my interest in video goes, because my dad had one of those little camcorders. And my friends would come over and we would make videos. We would make fake commercials. I would choreograph dance routines. I mean, I would make outfit. You know, it's just funny to see that I'm still doing that.
While working on the next Underhill Rose album, Eleanor Underhill performs a socially distanced show October 19th through Concerts on the Creek in Silva. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.